this special edition of the podcast. This is Melanie Malonis, Public Relations Coordinator here at Blackbaud. 1 month has passed since Blackbaud announced the acquisition of eTapestry. Today we are joined by Blackbaud's President and CEO, Mark Chardon, and Jay Love, President and CEO of eTapestry, to discuss the progress of our partnership. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Melanie.
Yes, thank you very much. It's been quite a month.
Now, before we turn this episode of the podcast over to our listeners, whose questions we will answer today, I'd like to ask you both the most common question that seems to be on everyone's mind. Will eTapestry continue as a separate product and company, or will clients be required to migrate to a new system?
Well, you know, Blackbaud acquired eTapestry precisely because they're a leader in serving customers who want an on-demand fundraising solution, Melanie. You know, their leadership is based on 7 years of experience doing just this one thing, and that's led them to build an outstanding solution. So Jay and I, when we were talking about this combination, were really clear that we wanted to have the product continue on and the company managed independently as a wholly owned subsidiary based in Indianapolis. You know, there are examples out there in the industry of companies that have done things like this. Microsoft, you know, had a big Outlook and Exchange business 10 years ago when they bought a small on-demand company called Hotmail. And 10 years later, both businesses are still going strong. Blackbaud similarly has a big Razor's Edge business, and we've acquired an excellent on-demand offering. And I fully expect both solutions will serve important market needs for many years to come.
Yes, I'll add to that. I just love the reference to Hotmail and Outlook, such a great corollary there for that. And let me begin by stating that the eTap customers, there's no plans at all in the future for asking them to change anything. We are delighted to be part of the Blackbaud family of companies. Blackbaud brings so much to the eTapestry customers and to our hundreds of partners. Some of the key things that sort of come to mind for me are the immense resources, the financial stability, top-notch products to integrate to, and I might add perhaps that'll work in both directions, economies of scales for our hosting centers, and the ability perhaps to allow eTap products to be sold and supported in other locations around the world. All of that brings everything into a very exciting mode for all of our staff here.
And I understand you've also seen some progress with this partnership already with some of your customers converting to a WealthPoint solution.
Yes, if I could share a story that happened there, we had a solution for allowing our customers to access prospect research information online. And when we found out that there was a need in a very short time period to bring the Blackbaud WealthPoint offering into the fold for us, we actually saw both of our technical teams jump into action and bring that product and the full integration with the eTapestry application to fruition in less than a week. And we were able to have all of our customers accessing that and making full use of that in such a short time period. Just a delight to watch happen. I know Mark will probably have a few comments about that too.
Well, one of the delightful things about on-demand offerings is the speed that you can make those incremental changes. And I think it's a really great proof of the quality of both of our technical teams that we could get the WealthPoint offering integrated to eTapestry within a week. I mean, that's pretty astounding.
That's great. Thank you. And our next questions come from Peter Galka, Chief Bus Driver at Blackbus, the Blackbaud User Society. He asks, what is the drive behind the acquisition of eTapestry? In other words, what is the direction Blackbaud wants to head that would be served by acquiring rather than internal development? Mark?
There are two ways to answer that. The first is, as I mentioned earlier, Jay and his team have been developing and growing this business for 7 years, and you don't gain that experience overnight. So if we were going in the on-demand direction, which I believe Blackbaud must do, we had a very clear choice of buying and combining with a leader or trying to catch up from behind, and it seemed like combining with a leader made more sense to us when we looked at it. The question about why be in the on-demand segment is also an interesting one. There are 200,000 charities that raise under $500,000 a year, and many of them don't want an IT infrastructure and want a simple on-demand solution. And very often, those are people who are coming off of an Access database or an Excel or a Goldmine product or perhaps some other smaller fundraising application, and they're really looking to move up and to move quickly, and eTapestry offers them an ideal solution for doing that.
Also to Jay, Peter asks, how will eTapestry clients be supported going forward?
Well, our same level of support and implementation functions that we've been providing over the last 7 or 8 years will remain identical. Our team is going to remain and in fact grow faster here in Indianapolis. We don't plan on making any changes as far as moving folks from one direction or another. We've assembled such a world-class group here, there just seems to be no need to be moving them around. In fact, I can truthfully say in the first month here, our employees are delighted with how little change there has been with every aspect of their day-to-day life. One other thing, too, we just plan on sharing our ideas and concepts with all of our counterparts, both in Charleston and Boston. We hope that by doing such things as regards to implementation and training and service, that the best of breed practices will emerge throughout the entire organization.
Our next question comes from Holly Ross, who was recently appointed to become N10, the Nonprofit Technology Network's Executive Director. She submitted the following question. How are you planning to integrate eTapestry into your product suite, and are you keeping some or all of the product features?
Well, eTapestry will continue to evolve independently, and I've asked Jay and his team to continue to do what they're great at, which is to listen to what their customers need and decide what product features to add to the eTapestry offering as it makes sense to them. Some of the requests will be, I think, over time, to do some level of integration with some of Blackbaud's existing products. But if that does happen, like the WealthPoint one that we just talked about, you know, it'll happen at the rate at which Jay and team and the eTapestry customers determine is right. So in a very real sense, the eTapestry customers define the product development strategy for Jay's team.
Now, if I may add a thought or two on that, the customers truly have defined that over the years, and we've got a multi-year roadmap in place now with the various functions that customers have asked for, as well as consultants and industry leaders that we hope become part of the product as we continue to evolve it and move things forward from all angles from our perspective.
And on that subject of integration, our next questions come from Alan Benemer, founder of the NP Tech blog, Confessions of a Nonprofit Executive Director. He asks, eTapestry was written in Java, but Blackbaud uses Microsoft's .NET framework. How do you propose to make these products work together?
Well, web services interfaces are a wonderful thing. You know, back-end technology differences in the internet world matter really very little. You know, Jay and his team have chosen Java for very good reasons, and we in Charleston have chosen .NET for great reasons, but they mash up and integrate deeply in many real-world applications out there, and the users never know what part of the service is happening with a Java machine and what part of the service is happening on some kind of a .NET background. So our Infinity platform is a service-oriented architecture. It underlies all of the next generation of our products, and it's designed to integrate seamlessly through web services. eTapestry has a good web services interface, as we just proved with the WealthPoint integration. So I expect we'll integrate Blackbaud solutions to eTapestry only in response to what eTapestry customers tell the team at Indy, as I mentioned before. Now, for example, the combined team is already evaluating possible scenarios where we might integrate subsets of our internet offering, the Blackbaud's Net Community, the content management or the web transaction processing technologies into eTapestry. But that's very early in the process. We're looking at it, and we're going to listen to the eTapestry customers to tell us what we should do and in what order.
And also to Jay, Allen asks, how will Blackbaud and eTapestry overcome the differences in philosophy with regard to customer approach and technology?
Well, those, Melanie, I really think are two different questions, so I'll sort of approach them as such. First, let's discuss the customer approach. We've all been pleasantly surprised on just how much alike our care and handling of customers are. There's a genuine interest in the success and happiness of every customer, whether they're big or small. And as you approach customers, that size really comes into play. Here, we don't handle a large national account in exactly the same manner as we would a small account with just a single user. The entire approach for making the implementation a success is quite different for those two different entities. So I think we'll continue to approach that the same way and keep getting the tips and ideas that we can pick up from other parts of the Blackbaud world of companies that comes into play there. Now, secondly, with regards to the technology, it will depend on how deep inside you want to drill. Most customers, especially those wonderful end users of either product, have no idea really what the back-end database is, nor do they really care. To them, their product lines are looking more and more alike as time moves on anyway. They really function as web browser user interfaces with numerous drill downs within that interface. So from the outside looking in, from an end-user perspective, those really look much the same. The key for all of our customers, in my opinion, is that the integration points need to be easy to use and seamless. For instance, I always use an example, my Trio phone working with my Outlook contacts and calendar and with the Bluetooth hookup in my car. Many different facets and technologies working together to make me an end-user productive and happy. So I think our technical teams will be just striving to achieve that same results. We've already done that with the WealthPoint, as we talked about there, and I think we've achieved some really cool and neat stuff for the users that I personally think we'll be getting many, many wonderful comments about as we move forward.
Our next set of questions come from Robert Weiner, who runs a San Francisco-based consulting firm and serves as a moderator on TechSoup. He asks, doesn't eTapestry compete with the hosted version of Razor's Edge?
Well, there's been a very modest amount of competition between the two organizations, you know, sort of maybe a handful of times a quarter compared with the hundreds and hundreds of new customers per quarter that Blackbaud and eTapestry sell to. So when you see that little competition, it's because in many ways our customers know what they want to buy before they start looking. If they're looking for an on-demand, you know, easy-to-get-going solution, they very frequently just go to eTapestry or are found by eTapestry. And if they're looking for a full-function, high-end client-server application integrated with accounting or ticketing or directly and closely integrated to a full content management website or something like that, they know they want the Razor's Edge. And so the teams really didn't compete very much.
And also to Jay, Robert asks, what, if any, changes will eTapestry clients notice?
We have no plans for any different pricing policies that are any different than our past procedures. Those procedures have allowed us to achieve a very high market acceptance and a superb growth rate. Perhaps even the effect of being part of a well-known and respected company and larger company like Blackbaud will allow us to achieve even better economies of scale and work to the advantage of our customers as we march forward. We see so many other advantages for the customers, too. The Blackbaud R&D processes are among the best, if not the best, in this entire sector. That doesn't even take into account the much larger budget eTapestry will now be part of. So we hope that that plays out for enhancements and changes and further integrations that our customers will be able to take advantage of for that. And I think that will be really exciting for many of our customers as we move forward into the future, too. The key thing about that is that we hope that the combining of those resources allow us to really have a much bigger impact on the nonprofit's fundraising and the thousands of missions that those dollars actually support. So,
and Mark, can you describe the impact that the combined efforts of Blackbaud, eTapestry, and the target companies will have on the nonprofit marketplace?
When I first joined Blackbaud just under 2 years ago, I had a wonderful opportunity to meet with a lot of customers and to hear from their perspective the difficulties, challenges, pressures that the nonprofit world was facing in keeping a 360-degree view of their various constituents and how people were becoming, you know, volunteers and alumni and donors and members of steering committees and how sort of multifaceted the relationship was. And it became really obvious to me that having an integrated offering, the ability to look at and support the nonprofit relationship with community building from the very first time someone buys an entry-level product and all the way up through the very largest databases of sort of organizations like American Heart or the March of Dimes, that being able to offer integration and a broader view of the constituent was going to be something that was very valuable to our customers, who are the nonprofits in this world. And so these two organizations were the best at doing what they do. Target was the best at, is the best at high-volume direct marketing constituent views, and eTapestry is the best at on-demand database views of the constituent. So bringing those three together gave our customers sort of a seamless way of being able to support their constituencies and grow their fundraising efforts over time.
Let me add to that, too, just in the first month alone, when you think about the impact and the benefit of having these three organizations combined under one umbrella, I think a couple of real-world examples come to mind. We've actually had a situation occur where one of our eTapestry customers was better suited to move into the Blackbaud Razor's Edge solution, and now we're working together so that the conversion and implementation teams can actually talk to each other and make sure that the transition is going to be an easy one for the customer. And we've had it operate the other way, too, where a Blackbaud Razor's Edge customer found that perhaps an eTapestry solution was better suited for them, and so we could work more closely with the Blackbaud team to bring the data over and to assist them in that transition for that. So when you take a look at providing all those solutions from the very low end to the high end with all these different types of integrations to ticketing systems and prospect research tools and accounting systems and things of that nature, it really gives the nonprofit customer everything that they can need from A to Z. And I know that sounds a bit trite, but it really looks like that's going to be the case moving forward for us. And the neat thing about it, we had a set of expectations as far as becoming part of the Blackbaud world, and I think I can truthfully say for myself, the customers, all of our employees and partners, that every one of those expectations in the first month have been met or exceeded, which you just don't find happening too often. So I think it's a tribute to Mark and their whole organization for making that happen from our perspective, and we're deeply appreciative of that.
I'd like to thank you both for joining us today. It sounds like a lot has happened in the past month, and we appreciate you taking the time to share your future plans with us as well.
Thank you very much, Melanie.
Thank you, Melanie, and thanks to all of you who've listened to this and our eTapestry and Blackbaud customers for your continued confidence in us. We're going to work very hard to continue to merit that confidence. Thanks a lot.
And I'd also like to thank our listeners for submitting such great questions today. If you have any additional questions, please feel free to send them to the podcast at blackbaud.com. And be sure to visit blackbaud.com for the latest news on our partnership with eTapestry.